Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and today we welcome back
Weston Graham
and Blaine Lowry.
How are you guys doing? Long time no see. You doing well?
Yeah, man, hanging in there. It's been a while. It's good to be back.
No, I'm dying right now.
We just want to get into it. Let's get into it then. Well, as always, we'll recap every single game. We'll start with Thursday night and the Carolina Panthers. Ay, ay, ay. Cam Newton. Now, obviously, they lose 20-14. And Cam Newton's last eight starts, dating back to week 10 in 2018, he's 0-8. Are the days of Cam Newton being a good franchise quarterback over?
Yes.
Why?
I agree.
I mean, ever since all these injuries that he's been having, I don't think he's ever gotten even close to 100% back. Every time he goes back to throw the ball, it's just like a huge question mark as to where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And not only that, his running has taken a hit too. Since when do they have the ball at the 1 yard line and Cam doesn't dive over the pylon? Right. That was his classic move. Ball at the one, they need a fourth and inches, or they're at the goal line. Cam takes it, super Cam, right over the line.
Yeah.
He's not doing that anymore. I think his days are over.
Yeah, I think his shoulder's shot.
You think it? And his foot is re-aggravated. He right now is definitely questionable.
Right.
He's still in his walking boot. I don't think he plays.
Hey, it's Will Grier's time.
And yeah, Will Grier will be the starter should Cam sit. So now,
my one thing with Cam is maybe if he wants to sustain an NFL career, go to tight end, maybe running back.
He's big enough.
He's got to do something.
Yeah.
If he wants to stay in the league, I don't think he's a quarterback anymore. It just seems like he hasn't recovered from that shoulder injury. I mean, the first game he threw two passes over 15 yards, and then this last one, I think he threw eight. He threw it a little bit more this past game. He trusted himself, but as we saw, it really didn't make it there.
Right. Well, if there's one thing about Cam that'll never fade is his wardrobe. He'll never lose that. All is
absolutely
his fantastic outfits.
Now let's go to the Tampa Bay aspect of it. Jameis, he played better, but he still wasn't what Tampa Bay would like.
I don't know if he'll ever be there. What Tampa Bay wants.
Do you take more from Tampa Bay and their win, or just more from Carolina and defeat, probably?
I'm taking more from Carolina and defeat.
Okay, yeah. I'm taking more from Tampa Bay and victory.
Okay.
Because the thing that impressed me was their defense. And yes, Cam was bad, but, I mean, part of it is the defense, obviously. And I think Bruce Arians will get it fixed with Jameis. I really do. You guys weren't here for our preseason predictions. I predicted Tampa Bay to win the NFC South.
Ooh. Wow.
So
that actually might happen now that Drew's out.
So that was my Bears of last year in a way.
that's a bold pick.
Because I really thought Bruce would get Jameis fixed. Jameis would become the guy we all thought he'd be. I thought Mike Evans was going to be the number one wide receiver.
Right.
Well, that's the thing is Jameis is the guy I thought he would be.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you thought he was going to be a bust, then he is proving.
No doubt. I never saw anything in college. He just was a decent talent.
I mean, he had the tools. It was
that
just
was carried by a phenomenal receiving core. The receivers at Florida State at that time were amazing.
So who they had that guy. He was with
they
Jacksonville.
Had Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin, right. Who was that guy from Jacksonville?
He's not even relevant anymore now.
No, not anymore. I mean, he let himself go. He looks like a left tackle
now.
He was a senior
at – he was a senior for Florida State. He was at Jacksonville. He played for Buffalo, too.
No, I can't remember any of the receivers' names, but in college, they were really good.
Yeah. I'll have to get some research on that.
5 years ago?
Yeah, that 5 years ago. Oh, 2014 was the draft.
My issue with Jameis is, over all these years, he's made, like, zero progression. You're supposed to be getting better each and every year, and honestly, you could make the case that he's getting worse. I saw flashes in this last game when Jameis Winston resembled what Eli Manning looks like right now.
Yeah.
Holding the ball with two hands, just complete panic mode, not having any idea what to do with the ball. I mean, if he's going backwards, how is he ever going to get to be where the Bucs want him to be?
The receiver I was thinking of was Rashad Green.
Okay.
Rashad Green.
I knew it. The one thing I think is there's a team out there that needs to make a trade for Jameis Winston. It's the Washington Nationals. We need a closer. We'll get to that later. We'll get to that later.
That's a good
we will
point.
Get to baseball
like
later on. I love that
I
segue.
Like that. That's good.
You want to go to the other Washington team, the Redskins?
They are who I thought they were.
They are 0-2. The Cowboys are 2-0 for the second time in their past 10 seasons, so that is rare for them to be 2-0. pretty much dominated. I'll let the Redskin fan speak on his team. What is going on with your Washington Redskins?
Monty Nicholson may be the worst free safety in the NFL. He's blown three coverages, and everybody calls Josh Norman out for blowing a coverage. It's absolutely terrible. Norman's played good games so far. Norman hasn't had a bad game. Monty Nicholson needs to stop jumping these routes underneath when you have over-the-top help. Like, stay in your position. It's not that hard. You're not going to make another lead. He had a lucky interception off Dak because it flew, you know, it hit the wide receiver. It bounced up off, what, Randall Cobb?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Randall Cobb, right?
Shout out Randall Cobb.
And he's just a terrible free safety. I would like to actually see them make the trade, throw Trenton something, try to get Jalen Ramsey, and move Norman back to free safety because we need one. Manusky needs to stop with this four-man rush and start sending some exotic blitzes. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous that this guy thinks that we can get pressure with four players every single time. Montez Sweat, remember how high I was on him in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't. And, and we've seen exactly why. He's terrible. He's a project. He was a second to third round pick that was a long-term project. He is not an instant impact player for the Redskins. The defense is just absolutely horrible right now, and I don't think it's the players. I think it's all about the coaching, the defense coordinator. The offense, they haven't done anything spectacular, but they really haven't been bad.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
They don't have a like superstar wide receiver, but I you knew this going into the draft. Before we drafted McLaurin, I said to you, I went, this is my favorite receiver in the draft. He's playing great. He's the first rookie wide receiver since Randy Moss to have 60 yards and a touchdown in each of his first two games. Like, so it's not really the offense. It's the defense that's not helping the offense out. And I was sitting there early in the Cowboys game just thinking to myself, man, we're going to grind this win out. This is going to be a good one. And then the defense just let us down.
Yeah, I was going to throw in there. If I recall correctly, Wesson was on his high horse at halftime against the Eagles. You were very confident that your original.
I was. And then all of a sudden I realized Manusky loves to play these soft shells when he's up instead of staying after the other offense.
He's playing prevent at halftime.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Who does this?
Yeah, I remember texting Weston. He was like, maybe the Redskins aren't who I thought they were. He thought they're going to steal that win over the Eagles.
When do we see Dwayne Haskins?
I hope it's week six because we're going to get our first win in week six.
Who's that against?
Miami.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, that might be a good game. You never know.
No, it will be. It's going to be like it's going to be like 25 or 28-24.
It will be the first game Miami is not favored to lose by double digits.
That literally might be the ugliest game in NFL history. There's going to be some ugly football.
I'll give you one. Monday night, week 8, Pittsburgh Steelers, Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Mason Rudolph.
Well, we don't know about Mason yet. Give him a little bit of a chance.
Or I'll give you another Monday night, week 4, Steelers, Bengals.
Ew. Well, this Monday night also, nobody wants to watch the Bears and Redskins play. Who wants to watch that?
We will get into the Bears later. Dallas Cowboys, are they for real?
I don't think they are.
You don't think so?
And you know me, I was actually kind of high on them. I think that it's still Super Bowl or bust for them.
I mean, we all agree they're going to crush Miami, go to 3-0. But I
don't buy it. I really don't. They don't look like. They just don't look cohesive. There's like something missing, and I don't know what it is. The offense looks decent, but it really doesn't look spectacular. So far, they played three bad teams, so I guess their confidence is up.
Right. Dax look good, but
then
again.
That's not their fault, though. Yeah, I mean, you got players on your schedule.
Right.
Dak, that's right. Dak has looked good, but I mean, what's to judge it when you're playing awful defenses?
I mean, they got a fourth bad team coming up. I mean, this team would probably have a struggle getting into the college football playoff right now.
Hey, well, I'm pretty sure, I think it's week 5 or so, the Cowboys play the Packers.
The Packers,
so
week 5.
That might be their first real test.
Moving on, I agree. I think the Cowboys are for real. I think they will be a wild card team, though. I don't think they'll win the division. I think they're for real. They'll be in the playoffs, and then they'll get bounced.
See, I think they win the division handedly.
Handedly?
Yeah, I think they might go 13-3, but mm-hmm. once they get to the tough competition in January – I don't see them doing anything.
Okay.
I see them going 11-5 and win the division.
Yeah, I think like
you have them win the division as well. Okay.
Eagles
I got
right
them
behind.
I got them at 10-6, and as a wild card.
Okay. So we're all in the same ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
I think the only teams they lose to is they lose to New England. Mm-hmm. Even though that's really the game, though, that like they could squeak out.
Yeah.
Like in classic
Cowboys
fashion.
They'll lose one to the Eagles.
And they're losing to Green Bay.
Now, see, I think that they sweep the division.
I think they lose
to Green Bay, and I think they lose to the Rams. Those are the only three. But Jason Garrett, to me, is the problem with that team. If they had a different head coach, I think that this would be a real team. But, you know, they got the clapper on the sidelines.
Moving on to Nashville, Tennessee. The Indianapolis Colts get win number one. They win 19-17. Jacoby Brissett, a career-high 3 passing touchdowns. Is Indianapolis a playoff contender?
No.
Why not?
I don't see this level of play from Brissett being sustainable. I have been impressed, I will say that, but I don't think he'll sustain that for the whole season.
I think he can. And you know why I think he can? Because he doesn't turn the ball over.
It's true.
He is very protective of it. He has weapons all over the place.
He does.
His offensive line is the best offensive line in football. The defense for the Colts has been pretty good as of late. If Vinatieri can start making some kicks.
His leg's got to be almost falling off at this point.
I mean.
How old is this guy?
And he said he's going to kick again week 3. So, it's interesting for sure, but.
I know there's a good kicker available. Carly Lloyd is on the market.
Yes. Yes. I would love that. For the Titans, Weston, did we overreact to the Titans after their week 1 win over the Browns?
No, but I think they overreacted.
Okay. I like that answer.
This is a team that is not used to winning. They beat a team that had high expectations, and they came out a little flat against a division rival.
Yeah.
At home.
Did you see that they, like, caught their field on fire before
yes.
the game?
Yes, I did see that.
Classic. But no, I think that the Titans still are – it is a three-headed race in a bad division.
Yes.
I think I
would agree with that.
It's a toss-up between them, the Jaguars, and the Colts. It depends on...
You mean the Texans?
I mean, yeah. No. Oh, I just have the Jaguars on my mind.
Shout out Jimmy.
We'll get into Mr. Minshew in a moment.
Fair enough. I think that the Titans are a good team. They need their receivers to show up.
Yeah. I mean, A.J. Brown's been their best receiver. He's the second-round pick out of Ole Miss. He's been their best receiver. Corey Davis. Mm. I mean, come on, man.
He's a letdown.
Come on, man.
The fourth overall pick, and he's done nothing to validate that.
He looks like a receiver, though.
I mean, he hasn't performed like one.
Right. We can say that the Titans' defense is pretty legit.
I think the Titans are for real. I think they're going to get their second wild card in the,
really?
AFC, in the AFC. Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you have winning the division?
I have Houston.
I have
winning
Houston
the
winning
division.
Hands down. I don't even think it'll be close. I really don't.
I don't think they've looked good at all so far.
I would agree with that, though.
I disagree with that. You're talking about Houston?
Uh-huh.
We will get into Houston momentarily. Let's go on to Pittsburgh.
All right.
Oh, we're not going to go on to the Texans? I mean, to the Jaguars?
We will get there momentarily. Pittsburgh, 0-2 for the first time since 2013. Obviously, the story, Big Ben, done for the season. They trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick as well, giving up a first-round pick. So they must really believe in Mason Rudolph. Analyze the Steelers' moves. Do you guys agree with giving up a first-round pick for Minkah? How does losing Big Ben affect their season?
You know, the one thing that the Steelers haven't had since a younger Ike Taylor was a good corner. Like, even Joe Hayden, he had lost it by the time Cleveland traded him.
I mean, he's been playing solid, but he's not been the Joe Hayden that we expected
him to
be.
He wasn't, like, the first 4 years in the league Joe Hayden that was a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
I think it was the right move. If they believe in Mason Rudolph, which going into the draft had a lot of praise, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot of hype that he had potential to be something decent. I know that the Redskins were sniffing around him when he was entering the draft. Maybe he's a decent quarterback. You know, maybe
we're gonna find out.
Maybe he's their John Connor this season.
Right. Well,
James Connor. Yep.
I don't like the move, and I'll tell you why. I don't know a whole lot about Mason Rudolph, so that's yet to be seen. But the Steelers season is over. The Steelers season is absolutely 150% over. The Ravens are going to run away with this division.
No doubt.
That the Ravens are going to win the division?
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers, obviously, they don't stand a chance in winning this division. getting a lockdown corner, I guess it's their defense has looked pathetic. The game against New England was just...
Well, Minka's not playing corner. He's made it very vocal he's not playing corner. He's going to be playing safety.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I still...
What kind of safety? Free safety?
I'm not sure which one they'll do, but he's playing safety.
Oh, Redskins. Redskins, you guys break my heart.
He's definitely... Minka Fitzpatrick's playing safety. Okay. 100%.
This whole time, I thought he was playing corner.
No. He's been very vocal. That's why I got traded from Miami, because Miami wanted to play him at corner, and he refused.
Okay. Oh, I thought he got traded because Miami's terrible.
And that, too. But the main reason is because he didn't want to play corner, and Miami wanted him to be a corner. He has been very adamant, I am playing safety no matter what.
I think the Steelers' first-round pick next year is far more valuable than Minka Fitzpatrick this season.
Is it going to be in the top 10?
Yes. Steelers are going to have a long year. It's going to be a long year. I would say the Steelers are going to go 5-11.
Interesting.
Wow, 5-11.
They must really like Mason Rudolph. I think they're going to go 8-8. I think they're going to be better than people are giving them credit for. I think Mason Rudolph's going to be okay. I really do. And you know why? Because I think that giving up that first-round pick for Minka shows me that they know they have something good in Rudolph. Because if they just are guessing on Rudolph and they gave up a first-round pick, Kevin Colbert needs to be fired tomorrow.
Right.
So I think the Steelers, obviously losing Big Ben is devastating, no doubt about it. But I think they will be okay, and they won't make the playoffs, but I think they will be a very competitive football team. I really do.
All right.
Good. And with that, Seattle. Are they for real? 2-0. Are they going to win the NFC West?
They're going to win the NFC.
No.
They're going to win. They're going to represent.
They're going to flat out win the NFC.
So they're going to the Super Bowl. Really?
They are going to win the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because I said so. No. I just think that this is Russ's team. They have a good young defense. They're not overinflated with personalities at this point. The Jadeveon Clowney trade was I think a big move for that defense.
How about that secondary in that defense though?
It's not the worst.
it's bottom five worse.
I think it's middle of the pack, but once they get Jalen Ramsey, they'll be okay.
The Seahawks,
that would be a great fit right there.
Seahawks are legit, and I do see them earning a wild card spot, but they're not gonna win the division. No way. But my problem with the Seahawks, I think they run the ball far too much. I don't think Pete Carroll is Pete Carroll the offensive coordinator too?
No, Brian Schottenheimer.
That's right. Okay, yeah. I don't think Schottenheimer is getting the most out of Russell Wilson. And Chris Carson hasn't even been that great this year. He's fumbled the ball a lot more than he has last year, and it's only week two. It's been in 2 weeks.
I don't buy the Rams at all. We'll
get to the Rams.
Moving on to New York City in a horrible game. The Bills 28, Giants 14. Saquon Barkley, at least Giants got him 16 touchdowns in 18 games, which is tied for the most in Giants history.
The dude's a stud.
What? Do you feel bad for him? Do you honestly feel bad for him?
I do a little bit.
Thank Daniel Jones, the new starting quarterback. Thoughts on that?
I can't believe they're doing that so soon.
I can't wait to see what happens.
I mean, it's about time. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, Eli Manning. these little squirt gun arms, these little ducks that he throws constantly.
Hey, a squirt gun, that's it. That's giving him more credit than he's due.
It was, no matter how ready Daniel Jones is, it's time.
It's time.
It was time in preseason week one this year.
I bet Giants fans.
It was time 2 years ago.
Giants fans probably ecstatic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think they should have just kept riding with Eli. Just really build that up in the fan base. Build up in the fan base. Hey, we want this Daniel Jones kid. I don't think that they wanted him enough yet. I think that they should have really gotten it to the point to where all the fans were crying for Daniel Jones. And then once they give him to him, you can't be upset because everybody wanted him.
Eli Manning is so bad he could lose to the Miami Dolphins. I really genuinely, honestly believe that.
I wanted to see that.
That would have been fun to see. Bills 2-0, for real or not?
No.
Yes.
Why?
Good defense.
I agree. I think they're for real. I think they're an 8-8, 9-7 type football team. Playoffs? I think they can contend. They won't be in there, but I think they can contend for it.
I think Josh Allen is a lot better than a lot of people give him credit.
I agree with that as well. He was my number 2 quarterback in my rankings. behind Sam Darnold.
My problem with Allen, though, is where are his weapons?
Well, Cole Beasley's been pretty good. It's not the best of weapons. Exactly. I agree. They have John Brown, the deep threat. Devin Singletary, Frank Gore with their rushing attack.
And didn't the Bills beat the Jets week one?
Correct.
So they've beaten the Jets and the Giants. I'm pumping the brakes hard on the Bills. I mean, I love circling the wagons and whatnot. Josh Allen has been pretty solid, but I don't think this team is going to keep it up. I see them going 7-9.
7-9.
Josh Allen is more of a Cam Newton these days.
Well, the Bills are going to go 3-0 because they're playing the Bengals next week.
I mean, the Bengals gave the Seahawks a run. I don't think that's a free win for the Bills.
I think it is. I mean, and then they have the Patriots. So
That's an L.
That will be interesting. Let's go to those New England Patriots, shall we? 43-0. Goodness, Miami. New England 2-0 for the 10th time in the Brady Belichick era. Nothing new there. Is Miami? Are they like? I don't want to say they're worse than my 0-16 Cleveland Browns team, but they have been so bad. They have to be better. I'm just going to chalk it up as they played the Ravens and the Patriots, and they might not win. They're not going to win more than two games, but they won't lose by 40 every game.
The Dolphins are going 0-16. 100%. The Dolphins are not going to win a football game. The Fitz magic has clearly run out, and Rosen, the backup option, Rosen, is not much better.
It's so bad.
They're not going to win a football game. No chance.
Their line is horrible.
It is.
They have no weapons.
Everything's horrible.
Their defense is just
got holes
everywhere.
Here's the thing. Xavien Howard's next. Once they trade their Pro Bowl corner, Xavien Howard, he's another guy who's definitely going to be moved. You watch out, Seattle. Seattle's going to get one of these corners.
Yeah,
they're going to get. I think they might go the cheaper route with Xavien Howard because they don't have. I know they got the cap, but they don't have the picks.
I just don't like the other options for Ramsey right now.
Yeah, I mean, I
hear some of the teams that are just lingering around out there. Not a big fan of him going to any of those.
Yeah.
That silver team with the star, I don't like that. The team that wears black and purple, I don't like that.
Are the Patriots winning the Super Bowl again?
No.
Antonio Brown's not going to make a difference there?
He is going to make a difference, but I see the Patriots losing in the AFC Championship to the Chiefs this year.
I think Antonio Brown is going to cause them to miss the AFC Championship. Well, they'll make the AFC Championship game, but miss the Super Bowl. I agree with you.
Chiefs?
I think I'm not really ready to crown the Chiefs yet. I don't know. I'm just gonna say I don't know.
All right.
I'm not gonna crown a team after week two yet.
That's true.
I already gave you Seattle, so I'm gonna give you the Patriots as well. It's gonna be a rematch of the Super Bowl. But I think Russell Wilson finally makes up for that interception that he threw to
on the 1 yard line instead of feeding the beast.
Yeah, instead of – it was the right call. It was the wrong throw.
All right.
They didn't have any timeouts. If you run the football right there, the clock was going to run out. So what they did was they threw a safe route, but Russell Wilson threw the ball way too high. When you throw an inside slant like that, you throw that thing down by the knees and ankles. You don't throw that thing up by the shoulders. That's how it gets intercepted.
So you don't think the beast should have been fed there?
He should have been fed on the next play. It was the right call because of the time situation. It was third down.
Oh, you feed the beast.
No, it was third down. They had no timeouts.
You give the man some Skittles.
The 1 yard to go, 1 yard or less to go that season, Marshawn Lynch had -6 yards on 8 carries. He was not the right option. They wanted to feed him on fourth down. If Russell Wilson doesn't throw a horrible pass.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a terrible pass by Russ.
All right. I want to sneak this in here real quick before Sebastian goes on to the next one. For all you listeners out there that are doing survivor pools, make sure you pick whoever's playing the Miami Dolphins and your shirt, and you are guaranteed to win the league.
Jeez.
Miami. I think they'll win a game.
You think so?
I think they get one of those two Jets games.
Because
I think Darnold's going to be out a long time.
That's true.
That's why I think they're going to have two.
But I still don't see them stealing
one
from the Jets.
Because I think they get one of those Jets games. But I think they're going to steal one from either Washington or New York for Giants. I really do.
See, we're sitting here talking about how horrible everything is for the Dolphins. These other teams at least have something going for them. The Dolphins have nothing.
Yeah, but the Redskins just there's something wrong internally with the Redskins as far as personnel goes. Like, it's their mentalities.
I think they whoever loses to the Dolphins should automatically be fired.
In the second quarter, they look like they gave up this week against Dallas. I've never seen that from a team legitimately looking like they gave up that early in a football game. And then was still close.
Mm-hmm. Granted, the Dolphins have played two pretty tough opponents. The way they've played, you could make a case that they are the worst team in NFL history. So from these 2 weeks, how they've looked as a football team.
They've had the worst start in NFL history, undoubtedly.
The two opponents were tough, but if you just analyze how they played as a team, you could make the case that they are the worst team in NFL history.
If they sustain it, if they sustain it and don't win.
I don't see them winning again.
Looking good. You want to talk about Gardner Minshew?
Go ahead, Wes. Go ahead.
Texans 13, Jaguars 12, in a crazy game down the stretch. Deshaun Watson, I'll get this nugget in, most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in Houston Texans franchise history with 9.
Oh, that's impressive.
So
I love Deshaun.
I'll get that nugget in there. Gardner Minshew, Weston. The Gardner Minshew fan club.
Party of one.
I was banging the Gardner Minshew drum from February until late April when he was drafted. I'll never understand how he fell past the third round. I don't understand why the Redskins picked Dwayne Haskins when we could have had Gardner Minshew.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And as late as the fifth.
I can't,
as late
man.
As the fifth. You know, he hasn't been bad. They don't have really a lot of weapons in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a bad team. But I noticed that with him back there, Leonard Fournette's actually been upping his average a little bit. You know, the modern day Eddie George has been maybe getting a few extra lanes to run through. But for a 6th-round pick, he's played admirable. He's played really well.
He has played really well.
You know, that he's got a long way to go before he's leading game-winning drives and really running with the confidence.
Leave Dwayne Haskins out of it, man. Leave Dwayne Haskins out of it.
Don't worry.
He hasn't played a game yet.
He'll be Baker Mayfield's backup in like 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys can have him back in Ohio soon.
I'll tell you one thing about Minshew. He's got to keep his clothes on in the locker room.
No, I love it, man. It's not, you know, the one state that raises the best quarterbacks is Mississippi.
They do raise some good ones.
You got Gardner Minshew to go along with Brett Favre. I mean, you got to expect a little bit of difference from these ones. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
Yeah. You're making me hate the guy. Like, you're making me hate the guy.
And why would
I don't want to hate him? I don't want to hate him.
But why would you? He's a 6th-round pick, and he's playing well.
I don't want to hate him, but don't compare him to Dwayne Haskins. That's just not right.
Haskins is horrible.
Yet.
How do you know
Haskins
that?
Haskins is the 12th overall pick. Minshew's a 6th. Who was a
15th overall pick? And how many picks went
15th,
before?
Correct.
How many? What, 11 picks went before Tom Brady? I'm not calling Minshew Brady at all. Don't anybody think that that's what that was. But I'm just saying, all because a guy is picked somewhere doesn't mean that he is that good.
Agree, but...
Do you have like some sort of insight? Have you been going to the Redskins like training camps, practices?
I mean, seriously.
Have you seen something that we're not seeing about?
I mean, he was a former Redskins intern, so I'm sure he has some.
Here's my thing: is Dwayne threw another bad Paskins? He's a knucklehead, man. He's so worried about his King Pride clothing line. And he's so worried about – you notice that first game, he was all swagged out. And then after that first game, what happened to him? He looked like he was just a
– It's preseason.
No, but this is my thing, is somebody must have said something to him, because he came out that first game. He had his 2 gold chains on, his diamond earrings. He had his sleeve on his left arm. He had his glove on. He was his one eye black underneath his left eye. And then the second game, he came out with none of that.
I can't do this.
He came out with absolutely zero of that.
Come on, man. I hope Dwayne Haskins becomes the best quarterback in Redskins franchise history.
Dwayne Trashkins has a chance to be a decent quarterback, and I'm rooting for him to be well, but Dwayne threw another bad pass.
Obviously, you're not.
Dwayne can't complete a Paskins. You know, he has his chance to be the guy. I hope he wins 13 rings, because that's how he carries himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Like in his press conference. He had that press conference after his first preseason game. He was like, man,
Blaine and I can't contain ourselves right now.
I'm going to be a great one.
This man is on the airwaves just completely bashing Haskins. I've never heard anything
like it. Dwayne Bashkins, yeah.
He's the only person I've literally, out of like the, I don't know how many people I know in this world, he is the only person who has Gardner Minshew ahead of Dwayne Haskins. The only person.
And Haskins hasn't even played a game yet.
I had Russell Wilson ahead of Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III.
It's disrespectful.
I had Dak Prescott as my third overall rated quarterback in that draft.
It went, say overrated.
No, overall rated. I had Jared Goff. I had Carson Wentz, then Jared Goff, then Dak Prescott.
Jalen Ramsey. Let's get back to topic here. Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, where does he get traded?
I'm hoping Seattle. That's my hope.
Well, if he goes to Seattle, then your Seahawks Super Bowl pick is looking pretty damn good.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go to Seattle. See? Oh, nobody else was going to.
Hawks.
There we go. All right.
Houston. Man, we're so off gears. The train has completely gotten off the train track.
Are we going to intervene for Jimmy on how bad Jacksonville really is?
All right. I'll let you intervene on that.
Jacksonville's just so bad.
So bad. Are they one of the three worst teams in football?
Am I talking as Jimmy still? Yes, they're one of the three worst teams in football. I don't believe that personally, but
I say no.
I think they'll be all right. I think they'll win four.
Four?
Really?
That's pretty bad. I don't know if that's all right.
Well, I mean, and compared to the bottom three, they're not a playoff team.
No.
In any stretch of the imagination.
I'll give them five.
I have Dolphins, Giants, Redskins.
I mean, he must have them at eight or nine. With Gardner, I mean, you must have him win in 8 or 9 games.
I'm surprised he's not having him in the Super Bowl.
I have him going from 6 to 8 wins. Okay. They get Foles back week 8, week 10.
Well, if Gardner Minshew plays the way you expect him to, I don't think Foles is getting that job back.
Foles is out the window.
No, Foles is getting the job back at $88 million. They're not gonna Matt Flynn him.
Be interesting, that's for sure. Houston. All is well in Houston, or is it Houston we have a problem?
All is well.
All is well, why?
They should be 2-0. They collapsed at the end of that Saints game. They very easily could have stole that one. Love Deshaun Watson. He's got the best receiver in football that he gets to throw to. And, I mean, that team is just talk about weapons.
Yeah, let's talk about them since the Jaguars held them to 13 points, but they're not any good.
It's a divisional opponent. Okay. I mean, and it's one game.
All right.
I like Houston. I think their running backs stink.
Yeah.
I can tell you from firsthand experience because their backfield was our backfield last year. They stink.
The running
I'm
going
to tell you right now, Duke Johnson's a sleeper, and he's a great running back.
Yeah, he's never played 16 games in his career. He will never play 16 games in a season in his career.
That's what happens when you have terrible quarterbacks airing them out all the time.
Oh, God.
He won't be goodness. Doing it. Oh, he won't goodness. Be playing 16 this year. He doesn't have that excuse now. Let's get to your Green Bay Packers, shall we?
It's about time. Thank goodness.
21-16. Green Bay Packers are 2-0 for the first time since 2015. Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry.
Kirk.
I think the Packers have played. I think they've looked really good for sure. I think they will be definitely a playoff team, I think. But I can't take away the Packers. I have to take away Kirk's just awfulness. Like he has reached new levels of just
no, that's who he was.
I mean, it is incredible.
No, I'm gonna tell
like,
you this.
I, like I've set lows I've set real lows for Kirk Cousins on the show before. That first down play, what are you? Oh
no, I see what I think
he
happened.
He pulled the Deshaun Kizer.
No. I really think what happened was somebody gave him a talking to about he needs to actually try to make plays instead of constantly dumping it off. And now we're seeing the Kirk Cousins that doesn't just dump it off.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. Everybody knows Kirk Cousins is trash. But the real
he might be one of the three worst.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work the same way.
The real story here, guys.
Kirk, I wish you weren't my cousin.
That's your cousin? I feel so bad.
I'm glad you're not my cousin.
That's not my cousin at all.
Oh, man.
I got four words for you boys. The Pack are back. We are winning this division hands down. This team is scary. Mike Pettine is pushing all the right buttons. He knows how to get the most out of his defense.
You want to pay homage to Mike Pettine?
Mike Pettine.
You want to pay
He's
homage
to him? He's been fantastic.
You know who had Mike Pettine?
I do know who
the
had
Bills?
Mike Pettine.
Well, the Bills had him as a defense coordinator.
Yes,
we don't even need to talk about Aaron Rodgers in the offense because the story here is our fantastic defense. And the Packers are going to win this division hands down. We made Mitch Trubisky, as everyone knows, look silly.
We will get into the Bears later.
Oh, can't wait for that. But the Packers are back, and we're winning this division, and we're going 12-4.
I got one word for you. R-E-L-A-X.
Relax. So are they winning the division too, Weston?
No.
Who?
Okay, maybe by default. All right, I'm hoping Detroit like just comes out of nowhere with a swinger's chance.
There we go.
You know?
No, I think I'm still holding out for the Bears, and we will get to the Bears later. I will explain why once we get to the Bears, but I think Green Bay will be a wild card team for sure.
Don't be surprised if Washington beats the Bears this Monday.
Moving on, we will get into that for our pickums. We will get into that for pickums later. Detroit Lions haven't lost the game yet. They're 1-0-1. They beat the Chargers 13-10.
What'd I say?
Kenny Golladay, 8 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Just for you fantasy owners out there, that's 25.7 fantasy points. You seem pretty excited about the Detroit Lions, Weston.
I think the Detroit Lions are going to be a good football team this season. I'm very high on the Matt Patricia train. We got the Green Bay fan over here shaking his head no because he's
I'm with that Green Bay fan. I'm with that Green Bay fan. They're nothing.
They have a great corner.
Okay. That's
all I got.
Miami Dolphins have a great corner.
They have a great corner. They have a lot of crickets from Weston.
They don't actually have a team though. We're talking about a team that might go 0-16.
I'm telling you.
Stat
Padford is not going to win them any games.
Stat Padford. He's not even that good at padding his stats.
That's what I call him.
He's
Stat
just
Padford.
An elite arm. That's all he is.
That's what I call him. Yes, he does. Because when it's in garbage time and they're always down by 20, he loads the stats up.
Yeah, that's not his fault that he's always been on bad teams.
He's on one this year.
He's only one man.
He's got one weapon.
Detroit's not winning 5 games. I'm more concerned about the Chargers. I'm more concerned about the Chargers, guys.
Me as well.
What? 10 points? 10 points you guys scored in Detroit? Is Melvin Gordon now having an impact on it?
The 2004 draft is done. It's over.
And I was going to say, it must not be Melvin Gordon because Eckler's looked fantastic.
Yeah.
He has looked great. And having Justin Jackson back there too, a little change of pace. They don't need, I mean, obviously they would love to have Melvin back. He's a fantastic running back, but I mean they're not missing a beat without him.
Yeah, but we're talking about Roethlisberger done for the season. He might be done. That might have been the last play of his career.
Who?
You got Eli Manning getting benched, and Phillip Rivers I've never really bought into the hype of Phillip Rivers. I've never thought he was anything spectacular. The guy's been in the league what 15 years. I've never bought it. I've just never really bought it. They've never been a serious contender in my eyes.
I agree. I think they're going to be in trouble. 49ers Bengals. 49ers won 41-17 in an absolute laugher. 49ers
Gucci
offense. 500 plus total yards for the first time since 2012 for San Francisco. We all know the Bengals stink. Niners 2-0. Are they for real?
Yes.
Why?
Kyle Shanahan. Jimmy G, solid defense.
I say they're not for real, and it's kind of been the topic of today's show. Yeah. Where are the weapons? Show me the weapons. I'm not seeing any.
I'm not worried.
George
about
Kittle,
Kyle Shanahan offense.
George Kittle, but
Matt
Breida. That's it.
Tevin Coleman's their best back.
He's a weapon. I'm not saying as a running back. I'm saying as just an all around threat. Breida is definitely a weapon.
Deebo Samuels looked pretty good too.
Yeah, they have good weapons, and I wouldn't really worry about weapons as much as Kyle Shanahan's offense. He's really good with his offense. He's very innovative. But I think that – and when I say real, I mean better than last season. I mean, they're not going to go 12-4 and go to the, you know, the NFC Championship game. I'm not seeing that. I'm just seeing an improvement on last year And what were they last year, like 5-11?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could go 7-9. I could see that.
I think they were worse than that. I think they were worse. I think they won like 2-3 games last year.
I mean, they lost Garoppolo early, and then they had C.J. Beathard playing a lot.
Nick Mullins.
Yeah, they just kind of – they had a bad luck last year.
Let's go to Baltimore, shall we? Ravens squeak out a win versus Arizona, 23-17. Mark Andrews, the Ravens tight end, 100-plus receiving yards in 2 straight games for him. Baltimore, is Lamar Jackson as good as advertised?
No.
I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. The Lamar Jackson, they're playing the Cardinals and the Dolphins.
Right.
No, he's as good as advertised. I don't think that his passing is quite there yet. We could see over the next 2 years maybe his passing will be a slight upgrade. But I think that he has command of that team. Those players all like to rally around him. And I think that just all around – the Ravens have had a good defense since, what, 1996?
Yes, I will give you that.
Literally every year they have a defense.
I still think that division's not over. I think they'll win the division, but I don't think they're going to win it hands down.
I don't know how anybody can be high on Lamar Jackson this season after the two opponents they've played. Sebastian already touched on it.
The Chiefs defense, right, too, is next week. So even if he lights up the Chiefs defense, I'm not going to be impressed.
Nope. Hasn't been tested
yet. I'm not going to be impressed till he plays us week 4 when he actually gets to play a defense.
The last time he was tested was that playoff game against the Chargers, and how did he do then? Atrocious.
Well, see, the Chargers, they kind of they played a nice mind game with the Ravens last year. They didn't show them anything, week 16 when they played? And then they played each other in the playoffs, and they threw everything at him, and he wasn't ready.
Right.
We don't know if nerves also attributed to that.
That's true.
I mean, his first playoff game, he might have been a little.
If teams take note of how the Chargers played the Ravens that game, Lamar Jackson will not be doing anything all season. He looked completely confused out there.
Yeah, but the Chargers are a small, fast defense, and that actually doesn't match up well with Lamar Jackson's offense.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm still not sold he can throw the ball. So if you bring pressure on him, he's not going to be able to get the ball out.
Who do they play this week?
They have Kansas City. Chiefs. We will get into that for our pick-ems.
Okay. I like that.
Kyler Murray, believer?
That's a good question. I haven't seen enough yet.
I am a believer.
I haven't
sold.
Seen enough.
To me, he's one of only 2 first-round quarterbacks, him and Gardner Minshew. I'm kidding. I really did think that he was the only first-rounder. I thought he was the 20 to 32 range as far as picks go, and because quarterbacks are so overvalued, he went first overall. But he's the real deal. He's not an under-center quarterback. He'd have never worked in, 1970 to 1994,
Right.
But
this era.
I mean, it's a new style. He's got grit in both games in the fourth quarter. He's right. Really came out to play.
I will say I was very impressed with his how he led the team for that comeback against the Lions.
Chiefs Raiders. Chiefs 28, Raiders 10. Patrick Mahomes, 3+ passing touchdowns in 7 straight road games. Oof.
There's not much to talk about here.
Did you see that second quarter? What was he, 12 of 17 for 275 yards and 4 touchdowns?
They put up all their points in the second quarter.
Right. I wasn't watching the game, but I checked early on. It was 10-0 Raiders. I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And then I checked 5 minutes later, and it was 21-10. I was like, what happened?
You were sitting there at first they needed to get rid of AB. They just needed to come together as a team.
So we agree the Chiefs are obviously great. Raiders, they're kind of back to what we are who we thought they were.
No, I think the Raiders are building.
Okay.
But I'll say this about Mahomes. He's my favorite player right now. I didn't want to believe it last year, but I really like the kid. He's one of the top 5 quarterbacks I've ever seen. He's right up there for me with Dan Marino, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and I'll put Pat Mahomes at number 5.
Okay.
You already put him above Aaron Rodgers?
I already put him above Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers, to me, he always seemed like
the guy. I'm sure Mr. Cheesehead is very disrespected by that.
Very, to say the least.
Aaron Rodgers reminds me of that kid that you went to school with, right? That used to get straight A's, but you'd never see him doing his work. It was just kind of like, you were like, how's this guy always getting A's?
Because he's naturally gifted?
Exactly. He doesn't do his due diligence. He doesn't work as hard or harder than anybody else. He's just a guy that relies on his physical abilities.
Right, he's naturally amazing, doesn't have to do any work. So how is Mahomes high? Mahomes is better than him because he works harder?
No, Mahomes is better than him because he's more naturally talented. Tom Brady's better than him because he works harder. Peyton Manning's better than him because he works harder. Neither of those two are as talented as Aaron Rodgers is as far as an arm goes. Brett Favre, he's like a better version of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my goodness.
And Dan Marino, to me, will always be the GOAT. He'll always be the greatest quarterback to ever play.
Oh, Lord. Nothing to say about that. There's nothing to say about that.
This show's going off the rails today.
Only 5,000-yard quarterback in an era where you ran the football.
Rams-Saints. Rams 27, Saints 9. Cooper Kupp 100 for the Rams, 100-plus receiving yards for the first time since Week 4 of 2018. Saints is obviously the story. Drew Brees out at least 6 weeks. Is their season over?
No.
Why not?
Because I think Teddy Bridgewater can – I think he's going to shake off the rust a little bit, but I can see him, I don't know, he's not getting back to where he was because he was never really up high, but I could see him playing at a level that is, you know, good enough for them to push for a wild card spot. I think the Falcons win that division.
Okay. Weston, what do you think? Saints, Drew Brees gone.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I would assume it's bad because of his leadership qualities, but since week 8 of last year, Drew Brees hasn't really been effective. The Saints offense has actually been, they're 18th or lower in every single statistical category. And I said this a lot last season. I said it during the offseason. I thought that Drew Brees has actually lost it. I think he's another one that, I mean, he's what, 42 years old?
Yeah.
Eventually you lose it.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't lost it.
No, he's lost
it. I think he has.
I disagree.
I think he has. He just hasn't looked the same.
He's not even a top 5 quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
That's fair, but I don't think he's lost it.
I don't know if he's a top 10 quarterback at this time.
He's top 10.
I don't know. I have to think about that. I'd have to think about that.
I'd really have to start listing these quarterbacks out, and we'd have to, because I think Baker's ahead of him.
I would agree.
No.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Well, we got back to the Rams.
I think he is, though.
I set you up on that one. I put the bait right out there to see if you take it.
I think he is, though. I really do.
Well, we got to mention, though, back to the Rams and Saints game itself, the Saints got hosed again.
God, it was a horrible game.
Oh, it was awful.
What is up with the Saints and Rams and the Saints just getting screwed over by the refs?
Isn't it ridiculous?
I was stuck watching that whole game. Oh, yeah, 28-17. There, we fixed the score for
that
you.
That was absolutely ridiculous. That was a fumble recovered for a touchdown.
It changed the game.
It did.
It 100%.
Shout out to Cam Jordan, though, calling the refs Foot Locker. No disrespect to Foot Locker.
Love it. Rams, you said the Rams are not winning the NFC West. You said they are not for real, Weston Graham. Why?
I don't buy this Sean McVay team. I think they're the team that we watched in the Super Bowl. I really do. Like, I get that they have these moments to where they, like against the Saints, which I don't think is a good football team. I just don't buy it. I really don't. I think the Seahawks are a better team.
Are they making the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs. No
Sean McVay.
They'll win their games. They'll win their 10-11 games.
Sean McVay has been nothing but great since he started coaching, except minus the Super Bowl. He's been nothing but great aside from that game. And how are you going to say you don't believe in a Sean McVay team?
I just don't believe in Jared
Goff. How are you
going
to sit here behind a mic?
The most expensive quarterback in the NFL, I don't
FCC
buy him.
FCC Airways, we need to report this.
The dude's been successful.
They're better than the Packers, but other than that, is that what you wanted to hear? Is that what you wanted?
You want to talk about the Packers rival? The thing we've waited about for the whole day. You ready?
I am more than ready.
The Denver Broncos and the Chicago Bears. The Bears win 16-14 on a game-winning 53-yard field goal by the Bears' Eddie Pinheiro.
Heartbreaking.
We've been waiting for this. This is a segment we've been waiting for all day.
I didn't have money or anything on the Broncos.
How about, obviously, now I will say this. The first, Mitchell Trubisky overall was not good in that game.
Not good is doing him justice.
He was not good.
He was awful.
However.
He's so bad.
He's
on
terrible.
That final He's drive. How about that Mitchell Trubisky? How about Maserati Mitch.
Hey, Trubisky is he's
come on, man. That was a beautiful fourth down throw.
Well, first of all, they got gift wrapped that roughing the passer.
I have to give you that. That was an egregious call. You are 110% correct about that.
He made one good throw the whole game when it counted, so I guess you could say he's clutch, but he's absolutely not clutch. That's what I'm saying. The people out there can say because he made one good throw.
There are two reasons why the Bears won that. Three. One, the defense played great.
Everybody knows Bears' defense is great.
Two, the roughing the passer call was bogus. It was complete bogus. If I was a Denver Broncos fan, I'd be absolutely livid.
And three is Eddie Pinheiro for the 53-yarder.
Three is Eddie Pinheiro, and four is Maserati Mitch for that great game-winning drive.
Didn't they have
a
big kickoff return? Wasn't it like a 38-yard kickoff return?
It was big, but it wasn't like huge.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like to the 50, but the thing that they got had up a good there, 30 yards.
It was the call that got them the better field position.
Horrible. 15 yards.
When I checked, I didn't watch this game either, but when I checked the stats, I saw something that Mitch had like 70-some passing yards with like less than 3 minutes to play.
Could you imagine? Like I said, but in the before that drive, he was horrible. I'm an objective analyst here. He was bad. There's nothing else to say. You can't defend this first, but you have to give his last drive was great. He was great. And yes, the roughing the passer, I get that. You're 110% correct.
Well, I'm on radio airwaves saying I would rather have Josh Rosen as my QB than Mitch Trubisky. I'm 100% saying that. From what I've seen Mitch Trubisky do, I am probably his biggest critic.
Could you imagine, though,
he's picking absolute garbage.
Mitchell Trubisky over Pat Mahomes? Who did that? They need to be fired just for that.
Well, I'm very thankful that it happened because if Mahomes was on the Bears,
I
would be pretty interesting.
So bad for anybody that had any money riding on Denver, just straight up on the money line of that game. Just to those people, I feel for you. I'm sure that actually really hurt.
Yes,
the
for
one,
sure.
And that's why the Redskins have a chance is what do you guys call them? Mitch.
I call him Moped Mitch.
Maserati Mitch. That's what he is.
No way.
A Maserati.
Mazda.
Let's go, Maserati Mitch. Great fourth quarter drive. I agree with you 100%. The first 3.5 quarters were not good. You're 100%. I'm objective here.
I hear that about him every game.
It is every game.
That's his story.
It's been his first two games have not been great. Let's see how he does throughout the season. Sunday Night Football. Atlanta Falcons 24, Eagles 20. Julio Jones, 10,868 career receiving yards. The most now in Atlanta Falcons franchise history. Congratulations to him. Big game, obviously, for Atlanta. Had the win. NFC South champions, according to Blaine Lowry. Why?
That Matt Ryan, Julio Jones connection. If they can keep Devontae Freeman healthy and their defense, actually, they've kept their.
I'm going to quote you though. You said Matt Ryan was garbage.
I didn't say Matt Ryan was good just now. I said it's the connection with him and Julio.
Okay.
And they also have Calvin Ridley and Sanu. So we've been talking about weapons. Matt Ryan's got weapons, and they've been keeping people healthy on defense. The defense actually looked pretty solid. Granted, the Eagles did lose some of their big guns. But I see – well, now the division is completely wide open with Drew out, and I think the Falcons are going to win the division.
Yeah, I'd put the Falcons over the Tampa Bay as my favorites to win at this point in time. But we still don't know what's going on with New Orleans. New Orleans could squeak away some wins. You said water gun for somebody – for Eli's arm? That's Matt Ryan right there. He got a water gun. Yeah, he's a little squirt gun.
Eagles, are we a little concerned about the Eagles?
No, that is their foil, is the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
They just play them really well for whatever reason.
And, I mean, it was huge. They lost Alshon Jeffrey and they lost Deshaun Jackson. Carson Wentz's two favorite targets outside of Zach Ertz.
I agree. So I think good win for Atlanta. Both these teams should likely be fine. And last but not least, my Cleveland Browns.
Take the floor.
23-3 Monday night win. Browns, our first road win against the Jets since 2007.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You guys play the Jets that much? Well, both at the bottom of the division. So, yeah, you play each other every year. That makes sense. Okay.
Every year.
Except for next, apparently.
I'm not taking too much out of it, really. Well, we'll play. If the Well, if the Bills fall.
You'll both finish third. That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
We'll see. I think the Browns are good. I'm not concerned. I'm not hitting the panic button yet. I have us at 9-7. I have us as a 9-7 football team. I have all the games listed out of the games I think we win and we lose.
Do you think you beat the Ravens at all? One out of two?
I think we will. I think we will week four in Baltimore. I think we will win the road game. I think they'll come in Cleveland and beat us. That's what fair. I think will happen. I will tell you what I have them doing week three in our pick-ems. But I'm confident in the Browns. I love their defense was great, absolutely phenomenal, and gotta give them credit for sure. I think they played well, and the Jets have fun, Jets fans. That's all I gotta say.
Wishing Trevor Siemian a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Who is 100%. Luke Falk? Does anybody know anything about
Gardner Minshew's backup
at Washington State? They have Gardner's back. He must be a heck of a quarterback because Gardner's pretty dang good, okay? You know, he started at Washington State the year before, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he did.
I know exactly who he is now that you say that. I don't think that that's a good barometer for Cleveland yet.
Oh, no, absolutely.
For all we know, the Jets are going to go 0-16. They look just as bad as the Dolphins. Maybe not as bad. They're not giving up the points that the Dolphins are, but they don't look good at all.
Yeah, I agree with the Jets. They'll win four, probably. That would be my guess. They'll win four because Sam Darnold will return at some point.
I agree with the four wins.
Darnold isn't even that good.
Yes, he is.
No, the bad guy from The Incredibles is not that good of a quarterback, okay?
Sam Darnold is the reason the Jets are functional. Like, he's the sole reason the Jets are a functional organization.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing Darnold with more time with Le'Veon Bell.
Pick'ems. You ready for pick'ems? Last week, I went 8-2. My overall record, 18-7. Jimmy went 4-6 last week.
Ooh, Jimmy.
11-9 overall now for Jimmy
Seaman. Come on, Jimbo.
So you guys will be making your debut on Pick'ems.
All right.
We do five, as always, five college, five NFL. Ooh. Starting college, Utah at USC. We'll start with Blaine.
Utah.
And Weston?
USC.
All right. I'm going Utah. Michigan at Wisconsin. I know who you're going with.
You know I got to take the Badgers, baby. Got to take the Badgers.
Go Big Blue.
I agree. I think Michigan wins.
Oh, the Ohio State fan rooting for Michigan.
Oh, I'm not rooting for Michigan. I will not be rooting for Michigan. I gladly hope I'm wrong in that one. Auburn at Texas A&M.
I'm going to go Texas A&M.
I will too. I'll rock with Jimbo on this one.
All right. I disagree. I'm going with Auburn.
War Eagle.
Texas and Oklahoma State.
Texas.
Hook 'em horns, baby.
Agree. That will be unanimous. And last but not least, Notre Dame at Georgia for college.
Georgia.
Go Dogs.
And we agree on that. All right. Thursday night football. Titans, Jaguars.
That's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to take... Is it in Tennessee?
It is in Jacksonville.
Ooh, that makes a big difference. I think this was a wake-up call for the Titans losing that home game. I'm going to take the Titans.
All right. I know who you're going with. Can I just write it down?
Mr. Minshew?
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Ooh!
Weston Minshew taking Tennessee.
We will go unanimous. I got Tennessee as well. Chiefs, Ravens, and Kansas City.
Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom.
Casey.
And that will be unanimous as well. I will take the Chiefs. Saints, Seattle, and Seattle.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
All right. And we are unanimous on that. Sunday night football, Rams, Browns in Cleveland.
I'm taking the Rams.
Taking the Rams.
I'm taking the Browns.
And I am with.
You guys are going to see why the Rams aren't for real.
Weston Graham. I have the Browns.
Of course you are. They're going 16-0.
I have them at 9. Do you want me to list out my seven losses?
No. We don't have time.
Imagine that doesn't surprise anybody.
I will list out the seven losses. I have them. It starts week 5 in San Francisco. That's a sneak peek. And then Monday night, Bears at the Redskins.
I hate to do it, but I'm taking the Bears. But I'm rooting for the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins. Oh. I can't pick against my team.
And the
I'm rooting for them.
And the Bears win by 30. That's my that's my analysis.
Most
this
likely.
Has been the bet. Quick thought, 20 seconds. Nats, playoffs or no?
Oy vey. No, maybe, yeah. It's not going to be a home game. Maybe it will be a home game. I don't know, man. Why are you putting me on the spot like this?
Home game for the wild card. Nats in. Let's do it.
All we're right. winning the World Series and we make it in.
This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Weston Graham
and Blaine Lowry.
Until next time, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.